A devotion of the devotional series of the Lutheran Church of Our Savior, artwork about his work. The picture before you, as indicated in the last audio devotion, is that of the oldest book in my library, a 300-plus-year-old devotional book written by a 17th-century Lutheran pastor named Christian Scriver. Wisely refusing to let his life and faith be governed by his personal afflictions and losses, of which there were many, Scriver takes leave of them often to immerse himself in the simplest things of life and in nature around him, the simple daily things that he puts under the microscope of his faith so that he can more clearly see how God works through them all to reveal his good and his gracious will toward us. To do so, he creates a literary character he names Gotthold, which in German means God love. Scriver calls the things that his literary imaginary character tells him Gotthold's emblems, with the subtitle, Invisible Things Understood by Things That Are Made, and thus God's love made evident through the things that he has made. While we are rightly cautious about any notion of the gospel of Christ being revealed apart from Scripture, we can, as Christians enlightened by the Holy Spirit to see our Lord Jesus and his saving work in Scripture, we can indeed see God's work for our good reflected in the things of nature as well. And so it was that the psalmist said in Psalm 91, verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament showeth forth his handiwork." Or consider the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans. "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through that which he has made, so that they are without excuse." And remember, too, what Luther said of the ordinary leaf on a tree. "Our Lord," he said, "has written the promise of the resurrection, not in books alone, but in every leaf in springtime." Man's sin blinds him to God's love for us, evident even in the simplest things of nature. In Christ, the Christian, then, can see that love of God in those places where the non-Christian can't see it. And thus, for the Christian, there's a place for devotions like those which are written by Scriver. A good example of this, which is the following brief devotion, which he entitles The Deer. I'll now read it to you. Gotthold one day saw a number of deer which a prince had ordered to be caught and enclosed in wooden cages as a present to be sent to a brother monarch across the seas. It seemed very remarkable that, however wild and shy these animals had formerly been, they now fearlessly ate barley and hay, cabbage, and everything of a similar sort from the hand. Gotthold, observing this phenomena, said to himself, "Lord, how blessed is the yoke of the cross, how useful in making us good and meek. When man is exempt from affliction, when he is enjoying pleasure and health and friends, then he stalks through the world like the wild stag through the forest, feeling no want, caring as little for thee as the stag does for me. The stag, when at large, flies from the sight of a human being, will take nothing, be it ever so good and precious, from a human's hand. In the season of prosperity, we do the same. When thy voice calleth, 'Where art thou, my children?' we hide ourselves. When thou wouldst entice us, we flee away. When thou offerest thy grace in the word, we have no taste for it. Our soul loatheth thy light bread, and we avoid thee as an enemy. But as the huntsman waylays the stag in its security and prostrates it with an unsuspected arrow, so never is our soul in greater danger than when we deem ourselves exposed to none. Thanks be to thee, my God, that we are not left exposed to peril like this. Thou lettest loose upon us the persecutor and the slanderer. Thou entanglest and takest us captive in the meshes of all sorts of trouble. Thou enclosest us within the bars of poverty and sickness and affliction, both of mind and of body. And then do we begin to think of thee. Then do we become humble and devout, and acknowledge Thee as our God and Father, and eagerly accept the consolations presented by Thy gracious hand. Scriver so effectively puts a different light on our afflictions, doesn't he? Light, I say, because light illuminates what is otherwise hidden in the dark shadows. And so it is that when the light of Christ shines in the darkness of our lives, we see the good that we wouldn't otherwise see in those difficult times, like these pandemic times. Gotthold, the loveliness of God there in Christ, in the darkest times of life, there to see us through them, even as for our sake he assumed the cross of our sin, to see us through the eternal darkness of death that would have been ours were it not for the love of God that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, as St. Paul says. And isn't that what the psalmist says too? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And so, dear friend, be comforted. Be comforted by the devotions of Scriver's fictional character, Gotthold. Seeing scriptural truths reflected in the simplest things of our lives, we have indeed so much around us that says so much to us about the love of God in Christ, Christ who works all things together for our good. In his name, amen.